Hello.
Hi, Ivan.
Yep.
Oh, hi, Ivan. Ivan, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke about half an hour ago or hour ago. You wanted me to give you a call back. Is this better timing?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I know you said your friend was doing a pretty good job so far. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what your friend is doing, but you might recall when we spoke about 3-4 weeks ago, you know, we'd be talking about Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads, the social media campaign, everything to get you on that first page and get your phone ringing. It's so the flat rate on a month-to-month basis of exactly the $249.00.
A month?
I mean, yeah, correct. That's with the Facebook ads and everything included. Is that something you might still want for your business?
Okay, $249 a month. She said Facebook, Google, and all that included?
Yeah, yeah. Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads. Yeah, I mean, it is the new in business rate, so it's almost 60% off the normal cost of the program. That platinum package is listed on the website at $599, but I wanted to make it affordable for you. So it would be $249 is an exact amount. It's a fixed rate. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you keep the service, it would stay at that $249.
Okay. $249. Yeah, I'm definitely need to think about it. It says, like, in my, it's a really good deal. I just,
with the Facebook ads included, I mean, there's $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so that $100 of Facebook ads equates to about 400 clicks in a month from someone that can use your services for lawn care or landscaping. They don't even have to be actively searching for someone that they know in the back of their mind that's something that they want to have done. It's a great way for you to reach more people in that 30-mile radius.
Correct. Okay, because I also had a golf course, like, also call me, and I'm, they're, like, they're also asking if I should put, like, their, or my logo, my contact information, like, on their maps and stuff, like, in their, little, if you know what I'm talking about. And I was also considering to take that, so, I mean, it's either, but it's, like, an annual price, and it's also a really good deal, so. Well, I need to think.
Well, the one thing you like about this is you'll have a detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from.
Yeah.
So you know that the service is working for you. And, I mean, to be honest with you, you know, you said it is a good deal. It's below our cost. I mean, the $249 with all the content that we have to create and include the Facebook ads, I mean, we don't break even for probably 2 or 3 months down the road. So, we're providing it at a cost lower than what it cost us to provide for you in the first month. And even though we will continue to update and optimize content, create new content and blog posts and things like that, and of course we still have to pay for the Facebook ads, you know, our success comes from keeping you as a satisfied client. And, you know, our clients do keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. So we're looking, although it is month to month, we're looking, you know, to forge a working relationship that does last a long time, which would be why I'd be, you know, actually providing the service at a cost that would even be lower than the normal setup fee, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's listed on the website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. So, you know, you're getting the first month for less than the cost of the setup fee. And then, of course, it stays at that reduced rate. So that reduced rate would not balloon up on you. It'd never go to $599. In fact, it would never be a penny more than $249. Even if you keep the service for years and become a well-established business, you'd still qualify for the new business rate. Even if we raise our prices down the road, you'd still be looking at that fixed rate of
$249. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like, in my opinion, it's a really good deal.
It's a comprehensive package. If you were telling me, you know, you've got, like, six crews, you go 100 miles, then we might be talking about, you know, adding Facebook paid ads or something like that. But that 30-mile radius, residential and commercial clients, this is going to be ideal for you. I'm just, you know, I want to make it affordable for you, but still get you the package that's going to, you know, get you the best return on your investment. And, you know, like I said, it's definitely a reduced rate. We offer it on a month-to-month basis for a good reason. You know, we have to keep your phone ringing. We have to earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, that being said, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you need it to go on vacation, if you like, you can even pause the service seasonally. Yeah. But, you know, as long as you keep the service, it's that flat rate offered on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. How soon can we start?
One of the things we would do, and we could even do it today, it's called a client interview. We'd have one of our technicians talk to you in detail about your services. I mean, kind of verify information off of your website, information that we have here. Make sure everything's Google compliant, whether it's content that we'll end up promoting for your business online, or if we just need to have it on file to be Google compliant. You know, things like mission statement, if you've got one, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And we do take care of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer, though, for that particular call. It looks like the soonest I could get that call done would actually be at 1 o'clock. Now, I wanted to ask you before, and I think I did ask you before, but I just wanted to make sure. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address, not a brick-and-mortar showroom or location that we would be promoting. And that's okay. I mean, Google fully expects it to be that way. You know, kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. Even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, since customers don't come to you, Google won't list any physical street address. They do, though, want to make sure that you are an active business. And they do, for the most part, prefer to use the U.S. Postal Service. You know, we'll have them send a PIN card. Although we are Google partners, and sometimes we can avoid that process and do a phone verification or a video verification. But if we do have to send a PIN card, where do you receive your mail?
I receive it at my house.
And what is that address?
13739 Ebony Street Northwest, Anoka, Minnesota.
You said 13739, right?
Yes.
Is that Evans?
Ebony.
Oh, Ebony.
Yeah.
And that's the zip code again, one time?
The what?
Your zip code.
Oh, 55303.
55303. Yeah, and since that is your residence, of course, Google doesn't want to list that address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And then I guess I have your email address, but I did not get your last name. Is it like the business name? Yeah. It's Kretsu, right? Like the business?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Correct. And then most of the time, like I said, you just get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. But when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. Now, emails are usually for longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records. Do you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those?
Text?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, most of the time service-based businesses, text is what they say. They're too busy to answer the phone sometimes or check their email, but a text message they can see real quick, what is it about, and then they can make the time to make a phone call if they need to. So, yeah, we'll put text preferred. There's going to be a little bit of redundancy. We'll have text being the most important thing, and if it's something that we need to get information back from you, we'll probably follow up with a phone call or an email if we don't need get a text in return. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Ivan, and that's I-V-A-N, right, Ivan?
Yes, Ivan, yes.
Okay, Ivan. If you don't have any questions for me at this point, I'll go ahead and schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And then how did you want to take care of that first payment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, Mr. Kretzu, is it your name, the business name, or both?
You said what?
How does the name appear on the card? Is it your name or the business name? Any middle initial?
Let me check really quick. It's both. My name and it's just this Crest Salon. That's it.
Okay, but not any middle initial in that particular card.
There's a middle initial. There's an Ivan A. Kretzel.
You said A. Okay, not H.
Yeah.
A like Apple.
No, A. Yeah, A as an Apple.
Okay, and then you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Mr. Kretzu, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. Okay, so you said 249, correct?
That's the exact amount, yeah, 249. There's no setup fee.
Okay. What's the total price, including tax?
That's it. That's taxes, fees, surcharges,
okay.
Setup fee. It's all inclusive. $2.49.00.
Yeah. Will I be able to get a receipt too?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
You're actually going to get an invoice as soon as we our system sends it out automatically.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So read it. 4259.
Mm-hmm.
0800.
Yes, sir.
0413.
Okay.
0060.
And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration is 0328.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
088.
088. So yeah. You've got 088, 088. March of 2000 or of 03 of 2028 for the expiration date. Ivan, was the card itself 4259-0800-0413-0060?
Correct.
Is that bill at the 13739 Ebony Street Northwest in Ramsey 55303?
Yes.
Okay. So you will get a confirmation email through our automated system, like I said. You'll also get an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we're going to go over in a voice verification. It's all provided for you in writing. Now, before I schedule your follow-up call with your technician, because we are Google partners, we are required to read what's called a voice verification. It does actually get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we have reduced the cost of the service, that we have waived your setup fee, that the rate will never go up, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Ivan, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I process that payment, and if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. We'll schedule your follow-up call for today, okay?
One more question.
Sure, of course.
249 is for full service within 30 miles, correct?
Correct. And it doesn't have to be exactly 30 miles. We don't just draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes.
Yeah, I would probably want to like lower the kind of the radius.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, if you want to shrink it down, we're going to have our technician talk to you about your services, your service area, like I said, mission statement, motto, even things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you want to accept and things like that. So we'll definitely talk to you about that. And like I said, we can focus on specific cities, specific neighborhoods. And you're doing both residential and commercial, right? Did you have a preference of one over the other?
For now, I'm doing residential. I don't have
okay
insurance, but I'll
residential for now.
Yeah, right, for now.
I'll put that in the notes. And then when that changes, just let us know. When you're really looking to take on commercial work, just let us know. We'll update that content on all the destinations and directories that we'll create for you. So I do have the voice verification pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ivan, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Mm-hmm.
I have Kretsu Lawn and Landscaping with the and being the symbol for the word and, not A-N-D spelled out.
Yes, Kretsu Lawn and Landscaping, LLC.
And you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business as well? It's not on your website, right? Yeah, okay, go without. I'm saying it's not on your website. It is a personal preference whether you include it or not, but the important thing is that it's consistent, the same everywhere. It's not on your website. My suggestion, if anyone ever asks, is to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. But like I said, it's a personal preference. But you seem to want to leave it off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay.
You're Ivan Kretsu, right?
Yeah, Ivan Kretsu, my full name, and you said business title?
Yeah, I mean, you're the owner, proprietor.
Owner.
I guess for the LLC, you're not supposed to say owner. You're supposed to say, like, primary member or something like that, right? The whole point is that you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did provide, the one with you and your business name on it, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then just to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Mr. Kretsu, it is our job, of course, to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do well with the service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, it's month to month. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, right down to the symbol for the word and, not A-N-D spelled out, and of course to leaving off the LLC as opposed to listing it, we'll make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Ivan, we are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate.
Yeah.
That's fair, right? Yeah.
Yep. I will cut the contract with my friend then.
Because, I mean, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit, and I can already see at least on one listing, it's got Anoka, but you're in Ramsey. So we're going to want to make sure that all of the information is accurate and up to date.
Yes.
We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears, no street address appears for your business.
Yes.
We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, with the setup fee even being waived, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which, like I said, I'll waive that setup fee altogether, it's going to be charged today's date, the 9th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Mr. Kretzu, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click call or job. Of course, the calls come directly to you. Now, it does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories. And in this case, of course, we are offering the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Now, it is a month-to-month service. Recurring billing after the initial term will begin on May 9th and would continue on the 9th of the month, and the exact same amount of $249, and that rate will never go up on you. You can, of course, stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If you want, you can pause the service seasonally, too, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Ivan, to prevent the charge to your next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Kretz, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ivan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, you're going to get by text and email, well, you'll get the confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
What information again?
It's the client support information. If ever you have a question or want to try and get back to us, if we leave you a text message, you can either respond to the text or call the toll-free number. It's going to be on the confirmation email that you get in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you in that same business day or within the next day if they receive it after hours. The email address will be on there as well. Like I said, you'll also get a separate email. The initial invoice will be emailed out to you separately with a link to the written terms and conditions. It's everything we went over in that voice verification provided for you in writing. And you'll also receive that by a direct text message. When you do receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, we do have that spot available at 1 o'clock if that works out for you. If not, we'd be looking to this afternoon, 3, 4, or 5 o'clock. Which of those would be better for you to receive that half-hour phone call?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? Okay. We'll schedule it from 5 until 6. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. It usually does get you right near the very beginning of the hour, get you off the phone towards the bottom of the hour. Now, if I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, in which case our technician will call you anyway. They will have your file. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to add a little bit of extra security here on the account. Now, it's just kind of a question and an answer situation. So if anyone calls us and tells us they are with Kretzu Lawn and Landscaping, even if it's you, Ivan, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls us and tells, or calls you, I should say, anyone who calls you and tells you they're Google, or even if they tell you they're Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll need to also know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 10 or 15 seconds, just politely let them go. And Ivan, if anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing to do this or that, just let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was already attached to your account. It is clear, concise, to the point, and for your protection. It states that it bills once a month on the 9th of the month for exactly $2.49 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
It's your first pet name.
First pet? And then what is the answer?
Sasha.
Can you spell it?
S-A-S-H-A.
Oh, Sasha. Okay. S-H-A, Sasha. Got to type it in twice, and you are all set there. Now, did you happen to receive either the text or the email? It looks like our system sent everything already. So you got the welcome email. You got one that says action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. Now, real quick, you don't have to open that one up, but, you know, Google's made the process of getting PIN verified as comprehensive as they want it to be. They want to make sure that businesses that are on the first page are actual businesses. So there's a link that you can use to send us photos, any photos of the work vehicle, any tools or equipment that you have. Obviously, there's not like a physical workplace, but Google expects that for service-based businesses. Usually, they just want you to snap a photo of your service vehicle parked in front of your house, right, your residence. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Not yet.
That's okay. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but like I said, anything you can send our way does help us expedite the process, like a photo of a business card or anything like that. You did get the welcome email as well with the client support phone number and hours of operation. I think all of the emails have that somewhere on there. But the one that I wanted you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open that one up, it says, hello, Ivan, A, which is your middle initial. And then it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you able to see that?
It's a blue button?
The one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. It's got your invoice. And then below that it says access your dashboard, but above the invoice in the body of the email itself, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see the words click here?
So welcome to Local Splash email?
Not that one. Yeah, that one's the welcome email with the support information. It should say Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, yeah, I see that email. Oh, please click here to accept. Okay, I see it.
Yeah, click on the click here. It'll go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. I mean, I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here. We are going to put, I mean, Google is going to be our main focus, right? I mean, let's be obvious and honest here. It is everyone's main focus. So that's where we're going to focus our energies and our attention for the most part, but it's about 1 out of 10 people that choose Bing over Google. So we will mirror your content and optimize your business on Google and Bing. We want you to get all of those phone calls and opportunities. We are, of course, not just submitting to Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's everything that Google wants to see. We don't have to do a website for you because you already have a website. But if you wanted us to do a new website, not make changes to your existing website, but if you ever wanted us to do a new website, we could do that for you, too. The Facebook ads, et cetera. Yeah, that's included in that platinum package. If you wanted us to start fresh, we could use your domain even, kretsulawncare.com, and build a brand new website. I do like the look of your website. It's definitely not the same type of website that I see 90% of the time. You will see your phone number populate below a line that goes across it, and below the phone number are a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of them. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. Of course, those are just text messages through the computer. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. You'll see a longer box below it with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. It needs to be an exact match of Ivan A. Kretsu. So the I is capitalized.
Yeah, I just signed it, yeah.
You did already. Okay. So let me update and refresh on my page. So you're seeing it asking you for a username and a password, right?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, you can stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from our automated system that thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We actually have to do your client interview at 5 later on today for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, you're going to get by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password once you access your account. Some people never change it. That's fine, too. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite, it looks like the username's already been generated. So the calendar invite's going to have, it's going to say local / CING. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. In this case, the username is your phone number. The area code's included, but just the numbers. So no dashes or spaces or parentheses, nothing like that, just numbers. So 763-283-7011, that's your username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include your username or your phone number. They're the same. That helps us to easily access the information and forward it out to the right department. You're all set and squared away on my end. At 1 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 2. I actually hope that I am in between phone calls. I might not be, though, but if I'm between phone calls, we'll give you that phone call at 2 o'clock and, no, not 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock, right? Not 2. Yeah. So it's going to be at 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we'll give you that phone call. And, you know, if I'm not available to speak with you then, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Real pleasure, Mr. Kretsu. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. And we'll be calling you back around 5. Might be a couple minutes after, but right around 5, we'll call you back.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ivan. We'll talk to you soon. You take care.
Take care. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.